Can you introduce yourself?
I am Genti, member of Clandestina, a network of information based in Greece. I'm here for this event, you know, the demonstration, the workshops. So, what do you want to know about?
There was a political change in Greece, and the question is the migration policy of the Greek government going to change really or not, and what are the difficulties?
Okay, I will talk by myself, you know. I'm not expressing the opinion of the group, but okay, if you want to know something, what's my opinion, I think that it will not be so easy, especially because of the collaboration that this government is in itself, you know, that is most part of it is a left party, which is called Syriza, but the other party is a right party, which has a very nationalist, you know, vision, and they are called Independent Greeks, so you can understand even from the names, and their agenda is very in big conflict with the agenda of Syriza, which is the left party of majority. So I think that the problem would be first inside this government, because the issue of migration in general, and especially about the detention centers, there are a lot of them in Greece, and the situation now is blasting. It's sometimes in a kind of insurrection inside of these centers. So it's something that is acute. How could we? It's very, you know, urgent to solve this problem. And the other issue that has to do with the migration is for the so-called second generation, the children that are born in Greece. Because there were two of the announcements of this government before the elections, and one of them even after, about the second generation taking the citizenship of Greece. So both of these announcements now are kind of stopped, let's say, because they want to find some time not to be in conflict with their partner inside the government. So they will have the opportunity to negotiate with the European Union and their partners, their outside partners, let's say, about the issue of the debt and the austerity themes, you know. So making this move is kind of strategy, I mean, from the part of Syriza, not to be in conflict with their partners inside the government, and maybe leaving these issues about the migrations, as I said before, they are very urgent, but leaving these two special issues about some later, let's say, not bringing them in parliament for voting now, because the other party, the right-wing party, they say that they will stop this, and maybe this will be a reason to leave the government, this collaboration. Anything else?
But the support of Syriza, probably they expect from the government to implement a new politic on this topic, on migration issues?
Okay. This is especially from the people that they are not member of Syriza, but okay, they say it's very known in Greece that they support it by voting Syriza. So not in open way, but in some kind of underground, let's say, from the left bloc in general, or even from anarchist or anti-authoritarian groups. It's very known issue in Greece that they were supported during these elections, but because of they are not the party that win the elections just by themselves, not the one party that has the government. As you know, he's in collaboration with other party. Now that he's some kind of not satisfied, you know, people from the base that supported them to win, And they are saying that you said before that you these two or three issues, including the issue of the Golden Dawn party getting them outlawed, it will be some of the first things that you will do when you will take the government. And they are now, so as I said, there's not such satisfied people, you know, that they are making some kind of oppression, especially in the social media, saying that you made this announcement and now you are not keeping your word, let's say. So there is a kind of pressure, but I don't know if it will make them do things further, you know, as I said before, to bring in parliament these two laws, you know. Because the fear, as I mentioned, the fear that making the right-wing party leave the government will bring for them, as they say, because they speak now a kind of economically language, only this, and before it was more social, about the people that they are in poverty, the migrants, and things like this, about the workers, but now the language that is monopolizing the, you know, the scheme is the language of economy. So that the most important thing they say now is to negotiate the debt issue, for example. So they are living a little bit behind the issues that they're, a lot of people that supported them considered that will be the first thing that Syriza will do when it will come in power. Okay.
Is it a way that European social movement can help Greek social movement to push Syriza to make its program? How can we support?
I don't know. I'm not the right person to answer, but maybe a kind of, you know, criticizing in one hand this politic, especially the collaboration of Syriza, which used to be a so-called radical left party. The name is this, you know, if you translate it in English, it's radical left party. So it's kind of weird, you know, that a radical left party is collaborating with a right-wing party, as the independent Greeks are. Okay, they say that we are forced to do it so to solve the problem of the debt, but it will be positive from the movement, that, as you said before, the social movement. It is not just supporting directly Syriza to make the announcement a reality, but even to criticize them, because I see that there is a kind of enthusiastic atmosphere in Europe after the win of Syriza in the elections, but I don't see a lot of people to criticize, and some of them then doesn't even know that the Syriza is not alone in government, and so that is not a left government, as they said, that for the first time they said we have left government in Greece. There is not a left government, okay. So I think that it's needed a kind of criticism about this collaboration and how that will put the more social issues, because you asked about the social movement, so I'm connected with the social issues that Syriza announced before the election that we'll do first. These are the things that we'll do first after the winning. So they are not doing this. They are being engaged with this kind of, you know, economical debt and so on. So I think that a kind of criticism, a positive criticism, I mean, it's necessary from the social movement in general, not just supporting without any negotiation, let's say. So we are just supporting them because they are leftist. It's necessary, I mean. I don't know anything else to say, but...
Can you say a few words about your group, Clandestina?
Our group has, let's say, 8 years almost of life in Greece. At the beginning, we were just some people that were trying to make kind of collecting information about the migration and refugees issues, and maybe informating the people in Greece, especially the groups that were involved in supporting migrants and refugees. And sometimes during these 8 years of life, we were collaborating with different groups, as for example, a group of immigrants and refugees for some years. So we are something like one thing, you know, with two names, the group of immigrants and refugees and clandestina that we call our network of information. But now we are most focused in this kind of collecting information and having our site the information that a lot of people now, because they know the group, the site is very known in Greece and even in three other languages, English, Albanian and Russian, because there were people in different countries that are collecting information about, especially about this issue of migration and refugees. And now we are focused, as I said, in this collecting and spreading the information. And sometimes we do kind of campaign, especially about the detention center. This is our main, you know, issue that we are involved, making the information, you know, spreading some information at different kind of groups of leftists or anarchists or whatever that are involved in social movement, to inform them some more specific things, that because we see that there's not a lot of information, you know, what is happening in general in the movement of the migrants and refugees in Europe. Maybe this is why the reason why I came here now and last summer in Brussels, you know, during the march. So we are a small group of people that we are trying to make this connection of information between Europe and Africa and other countries and to spread it in Greece, you know. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.